This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
How could you not be excited about Patrick Kane's debut at the Garden tonight? How can you not be? Jalen Brunson's excited. Was sporting a Patrick Kane jersey. And how could you not be excited about the way the Knicks are playing? Seven in a row. They've closed it within one of the four spot in the Eastern Conference. One of the things I took away from last night's Knicks game, they ripped the heart out of the Nets. They took their soul. And I'm sorry. I know they traded Kevin Durant, who made his debut yesterday with Phoenix in a win, scored 23. I understand they took Durant and Irving. I get it. Their talent is not that bad. Now, they're trying to learn to play together, but they've got some talent on the team. Dinwiddie's a good player. Bridges is a good player. Johnson's a good player. Yeah. Nick Claxton is a good player. They should not be getting blown out of the building. This is a team that the Knicks couldn't beat for the last 5 years.
Well, it was a perfect storm, right? They had to play the night before, put up a really nice effort against the Bucks, who were one of the best teams in the NBA. Short turnaround, take on a red-hot team in their own building. That's a tough spot. I don't think the Nets represented themselves well last night.
But, Don,
they gave up
80 points and a half.
Was it 81? They've never done that before in the history of the franchise. It's crazy.
I think they quit.
That's not
a great reflection on them, nor on Doc Vaughn.
But it's got to hurt, and I just feel bad for Net fans. 5 minutes ago, they're talking about plant your flag, they're going to own this town, they're going to win a championship, and then just like overnight, not only do they lose two great players that were going to lead them to the championship, and now almost at the same time, the Knicks get red hot. It is crazy.
I thought that they had a chance to hang on to one of the playoff spots. Then I came to the conclusion, well, maybe not. The way the Knicks are playing and, you know, the Heat, you know, maybe they drop out and they do a play. I'm not sure they're going to hold on for the play-in. If they don't win games, I mean, you do have to win games in order to, like, hold on to a playoff spot. I blame all of this on Kyrie Irving. All of it.
How do you not?
He systematically, almost in a sinister manner, completely destroyed a franchise. Completely destroyed a franchise because of his whims. And even if you listen to Kevin Durant, he wanted to stay there if Kyrie stayed there. I don't understand the link between the two of them, how, like, he just, you know, when one goes, he has to go. But he did not, after he made the trade request, he decided, I'm gonna give this a go. Remember, when they were playing together, they were 18-2 over 20 games. Now they quit. On the floor of Madison Square Garden. They rolled over like dogs. They're not that bad. They shouldn't lose by that much. They should have lost a game, but they should not have just been... They were boat raced yesterday.
That would be something if they completely fell out of it. The Bulls are right now on the outside of the play-in, 5.5 back. There's 20 games left.
Okay, but if you lose them all...
That would be pretty bad. I don't know if they'll lose them all, but they've lost four straight. You're right. Let's take a look at their schedule.
And by the way, it's weird because they are talented. They do have pieces
on that
team.
That's my point.
I wonder if it's just there's like an energy around it all.
It's got to be. I mean, just you're completely different. The mission statement completely changed. Championship to now, let's see if we can hold on to a sixth seed. That's pretty jarring. So the rest of their schedule, Michael, at Boston tomorrow.
Loss.
Home against Charlotte.
They could win.
And then they go on a five-game road trip. Houston, Milwaukee, Minnesota, Denver, Oklahoma City.
They can beat Houston, but on the road, I'm not sure. You can't play the win-loss game with them because the way they performed yesterday was an embarrassment.
I guess it's on the table, Michael. It's definitely going to be interesting. Probably more of a chance of them falling out of it than moving up.
Do you know what I find interesting, too? Why did they extend Vaughn? And I'm not saying that's his fault, but why wouldn't you wait to see how this plays out, how this team rallies around him? They extended him. Why?
Well, he's been great.
I get it, but he was under contract. So you just put all your eggs in that basket? Well, what if there was a great coach that became available? This is not a knock on Jacques Vaughn, everybody. It's not at all. But what was the urgency to extend him? He was signed for another 2 years.
He probably just felt bad for him.
Well, that's not that's not how you do it.
You just don't give out watches.
I understand. But to Peter's point, he did a really good job. The players seemed to like him. And it's got to be devastating. And now the job changed from, hey, you know, you can maybe lead us to a championship, that, you know, now you're just managing a very average basketball team.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jimmy in Schenectady. What's up, Jim?
Hey, this is actually a question for Don. I got a call for Patrick Kane. How about raising Kane on the ice again?
Raising Kane's not bad. I like that better than Kane is able.
Well,
I'm not using either of them.
I gave you Kane is able, so anything I say is poison.
No, anything anybody says. I'm not taking requests.
Like a jukebox.
I never asked. What's a good? Give me a call. What should I say when he scores for a goal? I didn't ask that.
I offered it to you first.
I'm good. It has nothing to do with your ability to come up with something good. It could be great. I'm not taking somebody else's idea. That lacks a lot of creativity. Matter of fact, it has no creativity.
But when you're taking it from, like, legendary people,
it doesn't make it any more credible.
So, okay, let's play the would you game.
Or creative, I should
say. Let's play the would you game.
Yeah.
You're home, minding his own business, probably watching the Quincy room.
Oh, another would you game.
And Doc Emmerich calls you up. Don, I think you're doing a great job. I have a suggestion maybe for a Patrick Kane call. You would dismiss it out of hand because that's Doc Emmerich?
Doc Emmerich, who I worship. I would say I'm good.
You're such a joke.
Well, I don't understand.
This is Doc Emmerich. If Vin Scully were alive today and called me and suggested something, if he said something so outrageously bad, I'd say, yes, sir, I'll use it.
No, if he critiqued me, said you should try to do this better,
he's giving
I'd be
you
all
a,
ears.
He's giving you a call.
No.
This guy's a legend.
He would never do that.
No,
ever.
He has too much respect.
But we're playing the would you game.
And
I'm
giving you the answer. I would say, Doc, I'm good.
Well, you know what? Then you're an ungrateful brat.
Well, why would I'm the announcer that regurgitates other people's creative thought?
Regurgitates Doc Emmerich's call.
No, I'm Don LaGreca.
Wow.
Doc had his time. Doc did an amazing job.
He actually sounded like Michael J. Fox there saying Doc.
Doc had his time.
Peter, you're reasonable. You're a level-headed person.
I try to
Do you understand where
you're
I'm
really
coming
not.
From?
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from.
Denver Nuggets center Nikola Jokic and New York Knicks guard Jalen Brunson have been named the Kia NBA Western and Eastern Conference Players of the Month, respectively, for games played in February. Jalen, baby.
Wow.
That should be Jalen's favorite player, right?
Yeah,
Jalen Brunson.
I've said that before. It's
Did
not
you?
The same. Yeah, Don didn't agree.
She's not interested in sports. Marco's the sports fan. So is he supposed to be a fan of Marco Battaglia now because his name is Marco?
I mean, but his name is not Jalen Brunson. It's Jalen Brunson. Don't you think she'd seen that was cute?
If she was interested in sports.
Oh.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, Michael.
You can't force him.
You can't force him to do anything. You know what? Because he's an obstinate mule.
He's mule-ish.
He's mule-ish. Doc Emmerich calls him, I'm good, Doc. I'm good.
By the way, I think he's full of it. He wouldn't say that. You'd never say I'm good, Doc.
Well, I wouldn't say. I would say, well, thanks, but I come up with my own calls. And
You wouldn't just say, thank you, Doc. I'll take that under advisement?
It would be something like that, but I'd want to let him know.
Does
don't expect to hear it.
How Doc Emmerich could destroy him.
Doc Emmerich would call up
Gary Bettman and go get that hack off the air in New York, and
it would be done. Well, why would
be
he
done.
Do that?
He wouldn't do it because Doc Emmerich is a gem. But still, I'm good, Doc.
Because I don't want him to now go, oh, I'm going to turn on the Ranger game to see if he uses it. I'm going to let him know I'm not going to. I don't get it. First of all, they encourage me to make it about the game and not to have these like signature wacky calls.
Oh, so
I call the game. I give energy. People seem to enjoy it. It's my thing.
So
it's my thing.
The people that run the Ranger broadcast, they don't approve of John Sterling, is what you said.
I don't know. All they said to me is, remember, when you're calling these games, it's not the Don LaGreca show. It's about the game. The game's the thing. So maybe they wouldn't. I don't know. The person that told me that's no longer with us. So maybe it changed.
He's dead?
Yeah, it was Leon Schweier.
Oh, really?
I'll tell you what, though. No longer with us. Good tease by accident.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming up. What time?
4:45.
Oh, I wish it was now.
Let's go to Ted in the truck.
Hi, Ted.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Ted?
Good. I just wanted to make a point about the Nets. I mean, listen, they got exactly what they had coming to them. They sold their soul to the devil. They got rid of all their culture that they built up with Atkinson.
You're not wrong.
They traded LeVert, Dinwiddie, and Allen. So, I mean, all those guys that were homegrown Nets, they got rid of. They brought in Kyrie, Durant, who, I mean, let's be honest, neither of them have ever won anything without either Curry or LeBron. Or, you know, I mean, come on. You know, like, let's just be honest with it.
Also, let's be honest, though. LeBron doesn't win that title in Cleveland without Kyrie. So let's pump the brakes
a little
bit.
Definitely not. But let's not act like that wasn't peak
LeBron. Well, are you a Net fan?
And LeBron was not the best player on the team.
Are you a Net fan?
No, I'm a diehard Knicks fan. I'm laughing my butt off.
And rightly so. But I'm just wondering, did you think it was the wrong thing at the time? Yeah, forget about Harden.
Yes, at the time, first off, I applauded the Knicks at the time for not taking Kyrie and Durant. They told Durant at the time, we'll take you, we don't want Kyrie. And to the Knicks' credit, they actually saw this coming and they didn't take him. So I say whatever you want about the Knicks.
You know what, Ted? Listen, I don't think anybody saw this coming. I think the Knicks had a problem with two things. They had a problem with Kyrie, so they were right. The radar was right on Kyrie. And they didn't want to pay Kevin Durant a year at $40 million not to play while he was rehabbing his Achilles. So the Knicks would have done it. The Knicks were on the precipice of signing them both. And then they went to Brooklyn because Kyrie told Kevin, let's do it in Brooklyn. Kevin Durant wanted to play for the Knicks. Once again, he was foiled by Kyrie. And I'm sorry, there's no way the Mavericks are winning a championship, and I will root so hard that Kevin doesn't win a championship with Phoenix. I'm sorry, I don't want him to. I don't want them to be rewarded. Does that make me vindictive?
Yeah, but it's okay. In this case, it's fair.
Saying that the Nets got what they deserve. Did the Nets fans get what they deserve? They don't deserve this. And as nice as that team was, and I thought firing Atkinson was an abomination and a total capitulation by Sean Marks. They weren't good enough to win a championship with what they had. They just weren't. So they rolled the dice. I'd say there are 30 teams in the NBA, and I believe, correct me if you think I'm wrong, Don, all 30 would have done the same thing.
No, I think so.
Everyone.
Absolutely. Now, Harden is a different story.
That was a big mistake.
But the original move, now there are rumors that Dolan didn't want to do it, whatever. But I would think the majority of Knicks fans, they'll say something different now. But at the time, to get Kyrie and KD, I think they would have signed up for it.
Let's go to Nick, also in the truck. Hello, Nick.
What's up, baby?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How's everything?
Good, you?
What's good, baby?
All right. I just wanted to mention, I was watching Channel 7 News last night, and Ryan Field came out, and ready for this, said, Kane will be able. And I was like, oh, my goodness. Did he just not say what Michael was saying all day the other day? And I was like, I had to let you guys know about that.
Nick, I love you. And also, Ryan Fields is a gentleman amongst gentlemen. Yeah. We know that all of the people at ABC 7 consume the show.
They love it.
Love the show.
They all follow us on Twitter.
So if, in fact, Ryan Fields took that, I gladly gave
fine.
It to him.
That's fine. It's a throwaway line during his sportscast. There's nothing wrong with it.
How would you
there
do
are
it
people
in front of Liz Cho?
But what Michael was suggesting, that it becomes my signature call for Kane, and I'm signing autographs 20 years from now at conventions, it wouldn't be mine. Don't you get it?
I do get that part.
Really? I'm going to tell you a little secret that was I've never said this on the air. Do you know Mateau? That was given to Howie by Ralph Kiner.
No, is that true?
Yeah, that was. It's true.
Really?
Yeah, and he's now he's best friends with Stefan. And he signs autograph with Mateau, all from Ralph Kiner.
Well, do you know, not a lot of people know this.
What's that?
Al Michaels,
mm-hmm.
days, it was, I believe it was like late 1979,
mm-hmm.
and he bumped into a guy in the subway, and the guy just was making up conversation, a homeless gentleman, or an unhoused gentleman,
uh-huh.
and said
Is that the politically way to say it?
Correct.
Unhoused.
I believe it's unhoused. And he said to him, just random questions for you, sir. Do you believe in miracles?
Wow. See, I heard a different
and
story.
And Michaels went, oh, my God.
I heard a different
That's
story.
That's it. Hmm.
He was being asked by the people at Miracle Whip to do commercials, and the line was, do you believe in Miracle
no.
Whip? He took off Whip. And there you go.
No, that's actually not what happened.
No.
I heard another story. He was backstage at a music festival.
Okay.
And he ran into and had a conversation with the great Smokey Robinson.
Oh.
And Smokey said, did you hear the story that my buddy over here just told? And Al's like, yeah, I don't believe it. And he went, you don't believe in the miracles?
Wow.
And he said, oh. And he put it all together.
And then I wasn't going to say anything, but the real story behind the Mateau goal
right.
from Howie. He was doing games on MSG with Ralph.
Right.
And one time, it was a Mets-Padre game, like on a Tuesday in July,
yeah.
and Connor went to go to the bathroom, and as he was getting up, he stubbed his toe and went, my toe.
See,
and he
people said, that's don't know it. This stuff.
And Howie's like, I'm going to use that.
Sometimes the greatest calls come from, you know, just happenstance.
Yeah. But that's why Don wants it to come in an organic way, not because he stole it from a great mind.
Mm.
See?
And it's a great mind. It's nothing against the mind.
Let's go to Anthony in Holbrook. Anthony?
What's up, gentlemen? How are we today?
We're great.
Pretty good,
how about
man.
You?
I'm good. You know, obviously, a Knicks fan, Knicks win and all that stuff. Rangers getting Kane. It's a great time. I get it. My question to you, Michael, I actually met you. I met you one time in a backyard party for News Channel 11. In, I believe it was Comac or Northport. There was like a backyard party.
Oh, yeah. I fell in the pool.
It's unfortunate.
What?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, because my kid was in the pool, and Jody said, you should get in, and I think Callie was maybe 3 years old. You should get in there.
Oh,
I had
a
bathing suit on, and I didn't know that the pool was that deep, and I almost drowned myself. But good, it's
wow.
a good thought, yeah.
Right. Correct. You were a stand-up guy. You were talking Yankees. I made you a couple margaritas. It was a great time. My question to you is, when are you going to, because I know you have the pull. You're one of the greatest guys on radio. But when are you going to change the name of the show to the Michael and Don show?
Well, how could That's I leave out question. Peter, though?
That would be tough at this point.
No, you could leave out Peter.
That would be cool.
Peter's a wrestling and music guy.
He's on the show. If you were to ask my accountant, they'd say I'm very much an ESPN guy. I'll say this. If that had happened in the first 3 years,
I would
have rolled right with it.
Right.
It would be tough now after 7. That would be a tough thing now to say, we're finally making the change, but on account of Don has been treated like pure garbage the last 20 years, now you have to go through the same thing. I don't know. That would be tough.
Also, why do people think that I named the show?
Oh, good. Can you end the charade?
That's what's logical.
Really?
Yeah.
The people that have told you that are lying, so they can cover their butt.
But a lot of those people are gone.
Okay, but
you're telling me right now, live on the air.
You know what?
You've gone to them and said I would like to change.
No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
But so I've never said I don't want it changed.
But you've never suggested either.
You know what? If they want to name it the Gnotny and Fistera show,
why would they
do
that though? Yeah. The Gnotny and Fistera show doesn't make sense.
Let them do it.
You want to know what the name of the show should be?
What's that?
You ready?
Yeah.
It's pretty easy. It's pretty straightforward.
Okay.
Kayla Greco, Rosenberg, and you. That is the show. And it's what you say every time anyway. Don, is it a terrible idea?
It's not terrible. I don't know. It's a little long.
Well, but you already said, no one ever says the full names of shows anyway. You know what they're still going to call it? The Keisha.
Right.
But at least these Fakakta banners that we have, the only decoration we have in the studio, would have our names on it. We'd feel pride, Don, like a clean home.
Why don't you take a Sharpie and go write it on the banner?
You know what? Don't threaten me with a good time.
Well, as you do it. Jason in East Northport.
What's going on, guys? How are you?
What up,
Jason,
Jay?
What's going on?
This is Blanderson Hooper, actually.
I love Blanderson.
I got a Knicks question for you, but really quick on the sleep apnea first. I've got apnea also. And Peter, I'm not heavy, so it could be anybody. But I use those masks too. Last summer I got what's called an oral appliance. I don't know if you guys, either one of you,
have
seen
that didn't work for me. That didn't work for me.
Oh, it didn't work.
No.
Yeah, I had a hard time sleeping with the mask on, with all the wires and all that kind of stuff. I moved to that, and it's been like a completely different experience for me.
No, good. Good for you. That's great. I wish that had worked with me. That didn't work.
Yeah, I mean, you could bring that anywhere. As for the Knicks, you were talking about Brunson before. My question is this. Obviously, it's only 62 games, but can we say at this point, because who knows how the next couple of years go, but is he the best Knicks point guard since Walt Frazier? I know you got Mark Jackson. Forget about Steph Marbury and stuff like that. Is it, how long would we need to see this before we could start talking that way?
Well, I don't think you could move him ahead of Mark Jackson. I mean, Mark Jackson was really good, and you're saying let's not consider Steph Marbury? Steph Marbury played for the Knicks, so you have to consider him. I mean, after Walt Frazier, you had Michael Ray Richardson and Ray Williams. I mean, whichever one played point guard or was handling the ball, I mean, those are all great points. The one thing I don't like about this, I mean, everybody gets giddy, right? Knicks are great, and we're saying they're great. But to say he's the best free agent signing the Knicks ever had, really? Allen Houston wasn't a great signing? I mean, it's half a year. It's 62 games.
Right.
Let's see him do it for a while.
Let's wait and see. And Brady Anderson was saying just the other day, you know, anybody can have one good year. Now, I think this isn't a flash in the pan, per se, but if you're going to be considered one of the great Knicks of all time, because if you start comparing him to Walt Clyde Frazier, that's what you're doing. You're going to need to see it on a consistent basis. You're going to need to see it for more than 1 year. And I think he's on his way. They haven't had a point guard in forever.
He's been great.
That's a big deal.
He is better than I ever thought he was. And we should have known that the way he manhandled Utah last year when Doncic was down.
Well, that was the big story we were telling when he came over.
Right.
That was the calling card. Stephen A. said something on First Take today, too. He went from being, oh, my God, he's good, but he's overpaid, to he's underpaid.
Yeah, he is incredibly underpaid.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Raul and Scranton.
Raul.
Hey, what's up, guys? Peter, congrats on the wedding.
Oh, thank you very much. Very, very kind of you.
Yep. And Michael, you'll be missed. Long time listener, I'll be missing you.
Don't worry about me. Everything will be cool, Raul.
All right. I got one thing you guys probably missed that you've been talking about, the pitch clock.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I'm going to miss is, I don't know about you guys, but the announcing, you guys usually take your time talking and giving info. Now you're going to have to speed up and kind of like not talk too much, like, and kind of like, because the inning is going to be over quick.
No.
You think that's going to be effective?
Of course.
For you guys, like, especially for you, Michael.
No.
I've been thinking about this for the last 2 weeks.
Well, you're not going to speed up. You're not going to try to squeeze it in. You just cut stuff out. I mean, you have stories that are there in case you need to fill. I think it's really going to affect radio.
Well,
because on TV, you could tell a story, and the pictures are flickering by. You're not missing anything.
That's a great point.
But if you're on radio, let's talk about the Yankees and the Mets, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have so many in-game reads that they have. And I think on the Yankee broadcast, I've listened to John and Susan, I think they have 4 full scoreboards they have to give. Susan's never going to be able to, you know, report or tell a story. John's going to do his play-by-play. It's not going to be impacted. But in terms of, like, doing analysis on radio where you can't see what's happening, I don't know how.
There'll be an adjustment.
It's going to be an adjustment.
Dan Grosso brought this up the other day. I think it's actually really interesting to discuss. Let's say this works like a gem, and games are going like 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Would people be upset, especially the fans that pay a lot of money for legend seats, that the games are quick? I mean, there's the experience of baseball, right? Go to the ballpark, watch batting practice. You've paid $1,200 for these great seats. You expect like a whole afternoon or a whole evening of baseball. Like, would you be disappointed spending all that money and the game's over in 2 hours and 10 minutes?
I would say that that would be a problem if the games ran 3 hours and 7 minutes like they did last year. All of a sudden, they were an hour. You're trying to cut it to 2:30 or 2:45. So, right. No, I don't think they would be upset. I think they'd be happy. You know who's going to be upset? This has not been brought up. You're speeding the game along. Beer sales, which drives a lot of profit for all teams, they're cut off after the seventh inning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the seventh inning now is about 150. Too. You know, so what used to be like 3 hours of drinking in a 3 hour and a half game, now it's like an hour and a half of drinking. I mean, there are people that can consume a lot of beer in an hour. All of a sudden, those $10, $12 beers are not being sold. That's going to be interesting to see how that's addressed.
That is a very good point.
Let's go to Matt in New Jersey.
Michael, Don, Peter, what's going on? I'm a big fan of the show.
Thanks, man. What's up?
So, Michael, I have a question about the rule changes in baseball for you.
Okay.
So the pitch clock, to my understanding, it stops once the pitcher starts his windup, correct?
Yes, yep. Yep.
So what's stopping a pitcher from putting his foot back, you know, to the side, breaking the rubber, and just standing there? And then, like, the batter uses his one timeout, say, for whatever reason, he uses his timeout, steps back into the box, and the pitcher starts his windup, clock stops. He can just now stand, like, a guy like Cortez, Nestor Cortez, can just do one of his long, crazy windups, and the batter is forced to stand there and just and wait for the ball to come.
Absolutely. But, I mean, they're not flamingos, Matt. They can't keep their leg in the air for 20 seconds. So right. Nestor Cortez is allowed to do that dipsy-do that he does. And that's why I said the batters are going to have the most problems adjusting to this because they have to be in the box with 8 seconds left on the 15-second clocks with their feet in the box and their eyes on the pitcher. So once they're set, the pitcher could hold. Max Scherzer said he's going to do this. We'll hold the ball before he goes into his motion. For 8 seconds, the tension in the batter is building up, which batters hate. And then in case of Nestor Cortez, if he does the dipsy-do, I mean, that's another second and a half or 2 seconds. Matt, you're making it out to be like they're going to hang their leg up in the air for 10 seconds. That's not going to happen. But, yeah, it's not the ball being delivered. It's the leg going up, and it's the beginning of the motion.
You know, I was just looking up when we were talking about the length of game.
Mm-hmm.
When I was at the Stanley Cup Final, the Senators were playing the Ducks in 2007. So I was out there for the final with NHL Live, and E.J. Raddick knew the PA, PR director for the Ducks, and they got us tickets right behind the Angels dugout in Anaheim for a Mariner-Angel game.
Right.
Peter, it was the best seats I ever had at that time. And I just looked it up to confirm. It was one of the quickest games I ever saw. It was 2 hours and 8 minutes.
Wow.
And I left the building mad. Like, I finally got great seats.
That's funny.
I'm finally one row behind the dugout, and the game lasts just 2 hours and 8 minutes. So I could see somebody who spends, you know, $2,400 for two legend seats behind home plate, game's over in 2 hours and 10 minutes, and go, man, I feel gypped. But that's still, like, you know, the one percenters.
Yeah, I believe there's so much more good of this than bad. Let's go to Steven New Fairfield. What's up, Steven?
Hey, what's up, boys? How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good, good. Don, I know you're not soliciting suggestions for the Kane call.
That's right.
But I have a tremendous call for you to have. You just got to hear. And Peter, I think you're there, right, Pete?
Oh, yeah.
I know sometimes you drift off a little bit.
Oh,
sometimes.
No,
yeah.
Oh, it's baseball.
No, I love you, Peter. But you'll appreciate this, all right? A little snippet. I'll give it to you real quick. Tied at 2. 1:38 to go in the third. Rangers with numbers. Panarin shoots. Deflection. Kane scores. Oh, Big Daddy Kane. Ain't no half-stepping. How's that, Pete?
It's a great call. Unfortunately, I made the same one within 10 seconds of him signing with the Rangers.
Yeah, 2 days ago, Steve. But I'm glad that you think just like Peter, and maybe you should drift away.
Excuse me? He did a good job with that mock play-by-play.
Now, people are speculating. This is how Michael really wants Don to call Ranger games.
Leaves it there for Booth. Wrist shot, shoots, he scores! Wilson! Zednik again, fires another shot. Open net, Stelman scores! Do you mind if we dance with your dates? Zednik takes a hard hit in behind the goal, forced to the far side. He's on his backhand, puts it back to the point. The Ballard, a shot, he scores! Ballard from a one-timer. My car just hit a water buffalo. And he shoots, he scores! David Booth! Right on the doorstep. Panthers get a power play goal.
But you can't do this.
Oh, I can't believe it's not butter.
Is that what you want? You wanted to have
that
a phrase
is,
for
that
everything.
That guy's really famous,
that's
right?
Well, Randy Moeller is a former Ranger. Actually played.
Current
one
Ranger.
Of the rare, Ray, one of the rare players.
Oh, he's a Ram.
One of the rare players to actually be a play-by-play guy. He's no longer. He's now doing sidelines.
Right.
But he's the head of communications for the Florida Panthers, and he would just write down movie lines and commercial lines.
I think he's a great communicator.
And it got a lot of traction, but that's him. That's something he decided to do and have fun with.
I might look into it.
I got my thing, man.
Anthony Volpe with a home run. Yankees beat the Pirates 9-1.
Yay!
Thank God.
2 hours and 26 minutes. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Dead.
Don, did you tweet a rest in peace to Sidney Poitier?
Yeah, 92.
Or alive.
Well, it's his birthday, I think.
No, didn't. Oh, turns 92.
Sometimes Don just doesn't know.
Dear God. Yes, and before we get into Dead or Alive, Knicks fans, don't forget your chance to hang out with me at the game on March 7th against Charlotte.
This is going to be great.
It's going to be a great time. In the next hour, 5 o'clock hour, we're going to give you the cue, and you call up, and you're going with me. It's all brought to you by Maker's Mark. Mark the moment with Maker's for full contest rules. Go to ESPNNewYork.com for more details. Don't forget, guys, it's time. Don, you did pretty well last week, 2 for 3.
I just think that you didn't give good questions. Just like you blame me.
Oh, but it was 2 for 3. That's pretty good, no?
But Kitty Dukakis, come on.
I thought that was
us.
You
know, be better.
If we're going to dish
be
it
better.
Out, we got to take it.
I thought Kitty Dukakis was very on brand for us.
Well, you know what?
For the record, we talk about George McGovern on a regular basis.
But George McGovern is not Kitty Dukakis.
Yeah.
Kitty was Mage.
Kitty was Mage.
Kitty was Mage.
By the way, I have a question. Olympia, there are a lot of famous Dukakises.
You didn't go with Olympia Dukakis.
And
you've
talked about Dukakis sticking his head out of the tank more than once on this show.
Right.
Yeah, but not his wife.
Did you know
never talk about McGovern's wife.
Yeah, what was McGovern's wife's name, Maggie?
Cicely McGovern.
Cicely McGovern.
All right. This gentleman is an actor.
Okay. Or was an actor.
He began, I'm saying is for everyone.
Oh, God, I understand. I'm joking.
He began his acting career in Hollywood in the 1960s.
Hmm.
Okay.
Sounds like it could be a lot.
Breakout role was in Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice.
Hmm.
I know him from the Oceans series. I'm talking about a man who
was married to Barbara Streisand. You talking about Elliot Gould?
That's right, and I'm talking about Elliot Gould.
Elliot Gould is still with us.
He was also on Friends. He was Ross and Monica's dad.
Yeah, good pull. That's a good pull.
I think he's alive, too.
Yeah, he's still with us.
He is 84 years
old. That's right. He was on the Friends reunion special.
On the movie MASH.
You know, it's an interesting piece of his story here, at least on Wikipedia. He was married to Barbara Streisand. He was a handsome young man, by the way.
He really was.
He was married to Barbara from 63 to 71. That must have been a time, by the way.
I mean, that was prime Barbara.
I mean, she was scorching. Yeah.
She's scorching now.
What do you mean? Like, what are we talking about?
Today, Barbara Streisand to me is super hot.
No, but I don't mean in that way, you filthy animal. I mean, she was like scorching hot career-wise.
Yes.
Like, they weren't getting denied a table anywhere is what I'm saying.
Right, that's
they were
right.
Living a life.
Yeah.
Okay, he was pretty hot, too.
Then he married Jennifer Bogart, who I have to imagine
Humphrey's daughter
is of relation, married in 1973, divorced in 1975.
Quick,
okay.
Married in 1978, divorced in 1989.
Totally, they got remarried.
Yeah, they did a double.
Love to see that.
They did a double, but then they got divorced again.
Yeah, that's
it's a great Christmas story.
It's a great with a rough ending, but hey, all right. I feel like okay. This British gentleman is a fine actor. He's in so many, many movies. The movie I think of when I think of this gentleman was a ditty called Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about Sir Robert William Hoskins.
Oh, sure.
Bob Hoskins.
He is no longer with us.
He is no longer with us.
Feel uncomfortable clapping, to be right.
He died. Do you have any idea when he died?
Who Framed Roger Rabbit was, what, 87?
Yeah, something like that.
He died, like, shortly. I'm going to guess somewhere in the early to mid-90s.
No, you're off by about 20 years.
Okay.
He died in 2014.
Okay.
That's just as bad as getting it wrong.
No, it's
that's
not.
Why, that's I knew why he was gone.
I had to get something from this, you see?
Yeah, I see. It was still 10 years ago, almost.
The pride of Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Okay.
A great pro wrestler. One of the best big men to ever do it. Okay, especially when it came to the speed and agility in spite of his size.
Not Bruno Sammartino, because he was on the previous Dead or Alive.
That's correct. Yeah. You're going to get a lot of wrestlers, let's just be honest. This gentleman, though, big runs, most notably in WWE, but he had a fun run in ECW. And by the way, I said Atlantic City, New Jersey. I apologize. That's King Kong Bundy. This gentleman is not from, he's from New Jersey, originally from Mount Laurel, New Jersey. I'm talking about, of course, the great Bam Bam Bigelow.
Bam Bam Bigelow. Bam Bam Bigelow did an appearance recently at a Somerset Patriot game, so I'm going to go with he's still with us.
Well, I got to tell you, Michael, what an appearance that must have been, because he's been dead for 15 years.
Oh, really?
Well, it just tells you how quickly.
15 years ago.
How was the appearance, though? What did he do? Sign some autographs?
Who am I confusing him with?
Turns 92. Good God.
This is what this segment's all about.
Well, listen, I still went 2 for 3.
And listen, by the way, I'm not trying to laugh. He was a young man when he died, but it was a long time ago now. He was only 45, but he died away January 19th, 2007. We lost him.
Wow. But he was at the Somerset Patriots in 2019.
It still could be true. He could have made an appearance in a Somerset Patriot game in 06, and it's just because time flies for me as a 55-year-old.
He was just the other day. Just at a Somerset Patriot. Just.
Well, I'm trying to think of who I'm confusing. I'm obviously confusing him with somebody then.
Was it somebody with a Ouija board who said this is Bam Bam?
Listen, I'm not a big wrestling guy. Could there have been a wrestler I confused him with, Peter?
You confused Bam Bam with?
There might be a Jersey guy that would have made an appearance at a Somerset Patriot game. I need somebody from the Patriots to help me out. A wrestler that within the last couple of years made an appearance at a Patriot game. Help me out, my Patriot crew. Somebody in the PR department. They listen. They watch the show. You're a double-A affiliate of the Yankees.
Did the segment pay off or not?
It paid off there, yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.